Yo, what up, internets? It's the one and only legend of winning, a.k.a. Low, and I'm back with a podcast.
Are we back, though?
I don't know. You tell me, because last time we stopped because of you, so you tell me we're going to be back.
No, it was really because of you. I felt like...
Introduce yourself to the people, to the thousands and thousands of people who may not know who you are.
Of course. I mean, they know who I am.
I'm carrying this podcast. Let's be honest.
Agent Zero, legend of winning. Of course, like, we're doing a ritual where every 2 years we stop a podcast and start a new one. We're back with a different kind of podcast. Now it's not a specifically basketball podcast, so we're going to be talking about all kind of different stuff.
You know, about our lives, you know? And that's why we call it peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer. Right?
Play the intro music.
Edit it though.
Fucking 20 decibels.
Music. So we had the new soundboard and everything, but we had the intro music, and it's, watch this.
What are you doing?
They can't hear us anymore. All right, let's stop. It's a dope beat, but you're gonna edit that in for sure because it's way too loud.
Yo, yeah, don't ever click that button. So like you said, yo, this is just gonna be a new podcast. Instead of us talking about basketball like we were doing last time, we're just talking about our lives, just chopping it up, catching up with one another, even though we live in the same house.
We do.
Only see this guy probably like once or twice a week.
That's a running joke, but you come up here like every day now.
No, what?
You do.
I come up here, but then I don't see you, so it's like, it's impassive.
We see each other. We call each other sometimes.
Low key, he be slimming down, and I'll be like, yo, I got a new roommate. What's going on? Yo, I ain't never seen you in like the past 3 or 4 days. I don't know what's going on.
It must be the 10,000 steps or something like that.
That's actually a good way to start. You know, new year, you slimming down. What's going on with the weight loss?
Shh, listen, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Like the past 2019, I wasn't really, well, no, I definitely wanted to lose weight, but I definitely wanted to break the bad habits.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if a lot of people know, I had a binging problem and it was bad. Like, I used to binge like 10,000 calories. It was brutal. Well,
I didn't know it was that bad. I was
struggling. Like, it was 10,000. I was like, what's next? You know what I mean? But it's like, I only had so much money because I was in university. But I eventually cut all that out. I don't do it anymore. And I'm just trying to like build better. When do I ever binge? I don't think you see me.
I literally caught you in your room with like a family size bag of chips.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did that like, when was that? A few weeks ago?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't do it as much as you probably used to.
Yeah, so the weight loss has been like, it's really just progress. And so I was watching Matt Diavelli. He's, you know him on YouTube?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so he does like, I don't know what kind of genre. I guess it's like self-help genre. And he did this thing last year where for each month he had like a different habit that he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess now that I'm saying it, I kind of picked it up from him. But in my mind, in December, I did 10,000 steps every day. And that was dope. But now I have shin splits and my knees is hurting because I'm fat as shit. And you really shouldn't. Not that you shouldn't be, but if you move that much, then you're eventually going to be sore. And this month, I'm trying to cook at home every day.
Which is something that you should, really low-key, is something that we all should be doing because I need to lose weight too.
Yeah.
So like cooking at home. Not only that, I started to realize like you go out, you spend like $10-$15 on a meal, and it's like you could literally go buy food for the whole week for like that much. Like, it's like we're just wasting food.
Exactly.
So yeah, I say all that to say, yeah, man, you're losing weight, you're slimming down and shit. So I'm like, all right, let me get in my bag. Then you kill me because then you and Davis will go out to the gym, and you never invite me. So you don't stop.
You don't even go when we invite you.
I went last time.
No, you did not. We invited you 2 days ago, and then you said,
that was a very, very specific situation. You be gone, I'm gonna be like, man, I just be looking outside the window like a sad puppy. I'm like, oh, he just left me again. You know what's going on? So
did I ask you today?
No, you didn't.
Oh,
I called you, and then you were like, yeah. I called. You was like, yeah, I'm already at the gym. You know, I'll be back home. I'm like, yo, golly, yo.
Yeah.
So you just leave me and never go. And then last time I went, it's been so long since I've been in the gym. I was playing like Zach Randolph. So I'm this is what you want me to become?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, like you kill me with that. But yeah, yeah, for sure though. It's
like, so I did this thing.
Like a nice little stick,
this is what I did today.
That was so gay. Pause.
This is what I did today. I have a list. Usually like how I'm most productive is I have lists and I just knock things off throughout the day. And I put on my list, I just wanted to go through my closet to see like what fit. I'm down.
You told me this. Yeah.
So I'm down 50 pounds from my biggest and 10% body fat. So I'm like, oh, some of this shit probably fits. Yeah. And so like, because I gain and lose weight so often in like the last 5 years, I have clothes for every weight class.
Yeah.
So I was just in there and I was like, oh shit, hold on now. This fits right here. You know what I mean? So it kind of felt really, really good. I was just finding clothes from like 2 years ago. I've never even wore.
Having clothes for every weight class for every architect. Like, you got a glass cleaner fit, and then you got a rim protector fit.
But except my jeans. Now I'm in like the weird position where
you
like
don't wear jeans.
Yeah, I know that for sure. But I mean, I might need to in some situations. You never know. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're going to the strip club, so you gotta wear jeans. Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now, Davis is not going. I'm not going to the strip club with Davis.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Actually, no, I think we would lose all the fun if we don't go with Davis. I don't even think we could talk about it.
Why can't we? He's old enough to go to some strip clubs. Yeah.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going with him.
I'm going with him.
Davis is literally the clumsiest. And I thought you were joking when I first met Davis.
Oh, no, he is.
How you used to be clumsy. Because Davis literally, the sink is where it's always been in our kitchen. Davis is trying to be cool. He's like, yo, let me get up on the counter like everybody else. This nigga decides to jump in the sink and then dive in. He's clumsy.
That, you kill me with that. Yeah, he's very... I think people notice it now because we were capturing it on video. And like, even on his own videos, he'd be falling down staircases. So they follow me on Instagram. They definitely see it because I record most of the shit that I do. The clumsiest guy I know. And it's not even like normal clumsy. Has to be some kind of condition. And I've never... Multiple times, my guy.
No, he was rapping and then he... Yo, Dave. So then, imagine us in a strip club walking, and then like.
But that's the fun of it, though.
Man, I can't have.
It wouldn't Davis. Be fun if we just had a regular experience.
No, but I can't.
Or maybe it would be. I don't know.
I can't have Davis falling on the floor where there's money.
No, that's absolutely what we need to have.
They're gonna think that he's trying to take the money,
and that's gonna be pure comedy.
Stop. No, because then they're gonna kick us out immediately,
and that's gonna be even funnier. We'll go to another one. You worried about getting kicked out? Like that's the only. Like, there's options. That's the fun in it, man. Yeah, no, I wouldn't even want to go without him because it would just ruin. It would ruin what? Like, it's just fun.
Yo, Davis is too. And he's
too
awkward.
But he's been losing weight too.
You know, so we saw that picture of him. Yeah,
I saw a picture of him from 2 months ago, and like we make the caboose jokes, but he was really, really plump back then, and he's been losing weight. Of course. I mean, that's not going nowhere.
Exactly.
But Peter moved to Atlanta and he's trying to come to the gym with us. I wish Lee like had a membership at the gym I went to because I would have liked to go with him. But it's like we're all just going and I'm not doing 10,000 steps every day now, but I'll do 10,000 steps most days and I'll be cooking at home.
The cooking at home thing for me is just that's just
you. Do you even cook at home? You do like no like every 2 weeks you'll come in with a fucking recipe and shit. Like
that's what I'm saying. Because again, it'd just be killing me because I'll be like going to Chick-fil-A or some shit like that, and it's like you just spend like $10-$15 on.
Well, that's the wrong example. Chick-fil-A is mad cheap, but
no, but in general, even if it's on two meals, it's still like you can go get. Like I went to the grocery store not like 2 days ago and I got like $50 worth of food and it fed me for like 7-10 days.
Word.
So it's like what, like even that to me is just financially. But for me, that's actually my. I don't know. We're not saying New Year's resolution, but outside of losing weight, definitely like financially getting safe. You know what I'm saying? Spending too much money is getting a little outrageous.
A lot of people think that the second like you start making money, like you just go reckless with it. But most of the people I know that have money are more careful with their money than the people that don't have money.
Because I'm literally tripping about spending $10 right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm definitely have way more. Like, I'm financially secure enough to spend $10 on a meal, but I just don't want to keep doing it. That just sounds stupid.
I went to some African restaurant. I love, because I don't get a lot of African food anymore. Because, you know, I'm living by myself and shit. I don't know how to make that stuff. My mom's not around. But I dropped, like, it was like $60 at some African spot a few days ago. And I'm still pissed about it. And not that the money is significant to me. It's like, yo, what am I? Man, what the hell? $60? I'm just trying to think of all the things I do with $60. Like, I just bought Raptor tickets that were $270. And that's going to be a dope experience. And that's lower bowl at the very front row in the exact middle. Which is almost, I would argue, the best seat you can get. outside of front row courtside.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Too. Yes, it's the best fucking seat, and it was $270. So it's like, I'd much rather spend my money on stuff like that, especially if the Raptors come here 2 times a year. Oh yeah, true. I'm showing up.
I don't know. I'm just trying to save money. Trying to buy some property. You know what I'm saying? Get my network.
I'm not gonna lie. With all the worst stuff going on. Not that we're gonna get into that, but I don't even want to like. The markets is gonna be OD volatile.
Oh, but I'm talking about when it gets to that point. And everybody just loses their house.
I'm gonna swoop in
and just take over like it's Monopoly. Yeah. That's facts.
Literally like Monopoly.
So that's my New Year's resolution.
What is your New Year's resolution? Because I asked him like a few days ago, and I'm pretty sure he was bullshitting. So I want to see what he says today.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
Go ahead.
It's losing weight.
100
pounds. Easy.
You can do 100?
Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the stars.
I see you.
Shoot for the stars. If I come up short, I'm still going to land
on the No, no. Cut that corner.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
All right, go ahead.
100 pounds. Save money. I don't want to say how much I'm going to save, but yeah, save money.
For sure.
300,000 on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribers. And start doing some yoga. Thanks.
All right, see, that's where you lost me.
I'm going to get the
yoga. Because I know you're not doing yoga. Why do you want to do yoga?
Because I need to stretch more.
So why don't you just stretch?
But there's better ways to stretch. Like, there's actual ways to stretch, and yoga is the way to stretch.
You know, I can still touch my toes.
I can't do that.
Could you do it before?
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, word?
Yeah. An athlete. Man, come on. I was an athlete back
when were you an athlete? You was never an athlete. It's all American. Even if you were fit, you still wouldn't qualify.
All American. I play football, soccer, and basketball.
You be like, how tall are you?
I don't know. I keep saying like 5'11", but then you say that you're like 5'8", so I don't know what's going on.
I'm not 5'8". I'm 5'10 without shoes.
But you're taller than me, like by an inch.
Oh, and you shorter than me?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like 5'10 Zeebo?
5'10 or 5'9 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, though. I used to do them all the time. I remember like when I was 16, 17, when I was just trying to figure shit out. That's all I would do is like plan. And then I was like, nothing I ever planned goes according to plan, ever.
That's a fact.
So I do monthly goals. And by like a week into the month, none of that shit, everything changed course. None of that stuff matters. I'm like, yo, why am I even doing this stuff no more if it doesn't matter a week into the month? So if I do a whole year, it's like, first of all, I find it less productive for me when I look long term, because what kind of changed my eating habits for a long time, I was like, oh, I have to change my lifestyle. Everybody's telling me I got to change my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I don't want to commit to not eating delicious food my whole fucking life, but it's easy to commit to do it today. Like, just today, I was going to order some food because I'm fucking starving. I just came from the gym. I'm exhausted. And I didn't
do it. You just need to meal prep yourself.
No, even that. I tried that before, too. I even ordered meal prep because I didn't want to actually cook this thing myself. And it tasted horrible. And I didn't like the food at all. Anyway, I'm just trying to say, like, when I take it day by day, I get more stuff done during the day. And at the end of the year, I have a way more productive year. So I don't like looking. So people ask me, like, oh, yeah, what's your 5-year plan? I don't know, man. 5 years ago, I was starting university. I was broke. I was skinny. I had no money. I was stressed out and I was awkward as shit. And you would not have been able to convince me I'd be here. So
I understand what you're saying. And I thoroughly, because like when I had my regular job and I was telling myself like, if I do this and I do that and I make this much money, and I was like strategic trying to put myself in a situation where I can move out. Like a year later, I was like, oh no, I make way more money than, like, I was doing way better than I originally thought. So I understand what you're saying, but at least still telling yourself like, this year the goal is for me to lose weight or something like that. That's still somewhat of a new.
But that's that is my yearly goal. But more importantly, is my daily goal.
So that's been your yearly goal for.
I swear to God, it's been a yearly goal my whole fucking life, Flo. Since when I was 8, when I was 16, when I was 21, my yearly goal has been to lose weight.
This has been my life goal, just to keep losing weight. And it just ain't really. It's been up and down.
I had 1 year of not being fat, and it was incredible. It was so incredible, though. I don't know how fat. You've been fat your whole life?
No, not my whole life, but like for, a good portion.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing to be fit. You could just
fit, or were you just?
I was like 13% body fat. Okay. I still had like fat on my sides and shit, but I wouldn't say I was fit, but I definitely wasn't unhealthy.
True.
Yeah, man.
Oh, plus I'm about to come up on my high school reunion.
Are you really?
Yes, I got a. You what know, is it? Everything. 10 years? Yeah, 10 years, yeah.
Oh, you're old, you're old as shit, man.
I mean, I just told people my age. It's crazy. Y'all seeing my face and my age now? That's crazy. It's crazy.
What's your social security?
Anyway, yeah. So now people know like roughly how old I am and y'all seeing my face and shit like that. That's crazy. But yeah.
How's it feel, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm used to this, but you're not used to this.
It's crazy now moving forward. You can just start recording me now.
Yeah, I'm actually very relieved I could do that now.
Because the amount of times that y'all just do stupid shit and I just be like randomly in the room.
I have to run out. I had to like dip my camera and shit just to make sure I don't get you in the post. Yeah.
That was actually a goal of mine for a while now. Just like start showing myself more often. And I know for a fact it's going to like open more opportunities and shit like
that. You know what's going to happen now is you're going to be like at Foot Locker and they're going to be like,
I don't want that though.
This I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna go down.
No, stop. Wait, before you say that, when we were celebrating New Year's and we went out to the park and they were shooting fireworks, literally, and I've never been. I've seen this like once or twice, but like literally, like how many people? Like four people stopped you.
It was more than four. Like, you weren't there for a lot of it because you guys kept running up in front. Like y'all were way ahead of me.
No, because it was like a crowd of people, and like we would just be walking, and then it'd be a crowd of people, and then I'll look behind me, and I'm like, oh, Adrian is just gone. Like he's just. I don't know where he's at now. And then all of a sudden I see in the distance, I'm like, oh, he's taking a picture with another person. I'm like, all right, I can't just stop in the middle of a sea of people. Because there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I can't.
You can. You absolutely can.
No, I can't.
I don't know why y'all were that ahead of me anyway. Because you knew I was going to get stopped.
No, I like I said, I'm not really.
I'm going to tell you how it goes down, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want this to happen either.
You're going
to
walk into.
Don't stop me in public.
They're gonna stop you in public, bro.
Don't do it.
All right, this is gonna happen. You're gonna pull up to a room, right? Now, I'm gonna tell you the more basketball heavy the room is, the more likely you're gonna be noticed.
That's gonna be the problem.
Like at Hawks games,
yeah.
When I tell you, like, if I like walk in the aisle, the usher's gonna be like, hey, you can't do that because people will just run up and try and take photos. Like maybe at Kroger, like one person will hit you up, but this is how it looks. They'll first, they're like, you gotta verify. Is that you? They gotta pull up a video of yours, but you'll see them in the corner of your eye. And then, like, when it first starts happening, that's all you could think about because you don't know what the fuck is going on over here. Mm. But then you're gonna get used to it and start ignoring it. But they're gonna be like, that's Legend of Winning right there. Is that Legend? And then they might do something here where they go, hey, yo, Legend. They're trying to get your attention.
And I won't respond. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I won't respond.
If it's a child, sometimes
if it's a child, I might be
they'll ask their parents. And sometimes their parents will do it because they want to like at least help their child meet the person that they're watching videos from. Yeah. Sometimes their parents won't do it. And like I've had times, and this happens often, especially when I go to the mall, where I'll see someone staring at me and I know he wants to come up to me, but I'm not gonna come up to you. Like, come up to me. I'm gonna say hi, I'm gonna be nice about it, but I'm not going at him like, you notice me? Like, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? But I'll see him just posted, just seeing, hey, is that Agent? And then I'll see him later at the Microsoft store doing the same thing. And it's like, yo, just say hi.
I don't want people to just like,
that's gonna happen.
Stare at me and be like, yo, is that?
What's wrong with that though?
That's weird. What's wrong with that?
Okay, all right.
If you're just like living your everyday life and then someone's just like constantly staring at you like,
but that's
and they want you to confirm that you're you? Like, no, nigga, like, you clearly know it's me, so just come up and say
something. Well, for you, it might be a little bit harder, but I'm usually in shorts, slides, and a towel. So they'll be like, yeah, that can't be any other person.
So, exactly. Oh, but, yeah. I forgot. We were at the other spot, too. And then the dude came up to you and was like, there's no way that's... Yo, you're Agent, bro. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
Nah, it is dope, though. At first, I thought it was... amazing. And then when it happened more frequently, I was like, oh, this can get annoying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get annoying because I'm not LeBron. Like, I can go to a store and I don't need security. That, I feel like, would be very annoying. You don't even have freedom at that point. You kind of feel trapped. But for me, it's perfect. I go outside and, like, a handful of times, people will stop me for a photo. Sometimes they'll just stare at me. Sometimes it's more casual, like, hey, yo, that's Agent. I'll be like, yeah, what's good, man? I'll just keep moving. But you're going to have to get used to that now, man.
Welcome
to the life.
Yeah, I'm not going to get used to it. And if you see me in real life, if you know me, especially if you're like 13 or older, just come and be like, what up, bro? I fuck with your shit. You know what I'm saying? Be like, all right, pound it.
Yeah, but it's not always like that.
Keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? If you a child, then yeah, I might play it up, you know. But outside of that, I'm not. Bro, don't ask me. Don't stare at me. Don't do nothing weird because then you make it weird. And it's like, bro, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, though. You'll get used to it. I think you'll like it.
No.
No, but just...
I spend majority of my day downstairs. I don't even like being around y'all. You think I'm going to be around?
I don't like being outside much neither, though, and I like it. It's like the, I have the perfect level, not, I have like the perfect amount of clout, so that's why I like it. It's like, it's not enough for me to be bothered by it, but it's enough for me to appreciate it.
I'm gonna tell you what I do fuck with though. So what I actually, I am looking forward to is, like I said, my high school reunion is coming up, right?
You got a fit ready?
I'm about to, no, not yet. I got a fit. That would be ridiculous.
No, from what you told me, that sounds like the least ridiculous thing.
What did I tell you? What?
You were going to get mad petty with it.
Yeah, I am. So
how?
So it would be, and even if I'm with like a chick or something like that, I'd just be out and about, and then somebody be like, yo, you're low. And I'd be like, my bad. I got to take this picture with him. You know, he a fan. You think
give me a second. You think your classmates are going to ask to take photos with you?
No, I'm just talking about in general. Okay. Like, I'm like in those situations, but when it comes to the high school reunion, if we're out in public, I might hire some. I might have Waleed just come out there and be like, yo, it's slow. I'll be like, oh, man, it's crazy. A supporter, man. Oh, man. Oh, give me a second. Let me go take a picture. Let me go take a picture with him. And I got to come back to the little group that we talking. He's like, yo, what do you do? And I'll be like, I'll do a little YouTube and, you know, podcasting.
So for those who you get to know Lo, I guess, because on your NBA channel, they don't even know who you are. You're like a totally different animal on like my videos.
Oh, yeah.
On your videos.
I have to act like that.
Yeah. So it's like he's the most petty person you ever meet. I'm a pretty petty guy.
I'm happy you finally admit that I'm way more petty.
I've already admitted that.
No.
The second you told me your plans, bro, I was like, okay. I wouldn't even come close to that. You beat me because I don't even care enough to do that.
I might not care either when we get closer to it. Because I slowly start to care less as I gotten older.
Word.
I used to be way worse than this.
I can't imagine that.
I think I told you part of where I was like, I was going to, when I was getting out of Airbnb.
I'm saying, man. What is
it? Yeah. So, yeah. And I'm not going to do that no more. Because that was just already. And that was just like a year ago. So, earlier I was like.
That was a few months ago. Don't cap.
All right. Sorry. This might be still lingering in the back of my mind. I might rent out an Airbnb, like a massive mansion. Right, and then go rent out a fucking a Ventador or something like that, something wild. You know what I'm saying? Things that even if I could afford, I really wouldn't even spend the money on anyway. And then be like, then tell like some of my classmates who trying to organize the whole thing, be like, yeah, I got a nice spot we could potentially do it in. And then when the people come in the house, I'm gonna have my pictures hung up everywhere. I'm gonna come in the house.
That's sociopathic, like, oh, by
man,
the way.
I forgot. I'm running a little late. Let me go change real quick and then go run into a room like it's my room and be like, and then come out with the fit. And then you'll be like, yo, why are you just changing that room? Like, oh, yeah, because you know, it's my house. That's why I changed in the room.
Of course. What else? I mean, it's your house. Of course, then you can have change a
couple
in the closet.
Exactly. Have a couple of cars parked out, you know what I'm saying? Go in the refrigerator, give me some wine, you know, start switching it around.
Champagne.
Nah.
It's a celebration.
One of the two. Of course. And then, you know, just walking around like that. But if I do that, I still feel like people may not know.
Why do you want to do that?
Oh, just because I don't give a fuck about them.
I don't give a fuck about the people I went to high school with.
Apparently, I do give a fuck. Yo, I'm gonna tell everybody right now. Going to high school, it's like the most pointless shit in the world.
I swear to God,
it's so pointless. There's nothing in high school.
Well, don't say that, bro, because some of them is in.
No, I could
have. You're in high school right
drop
now.
Out. Drop out right now. Drop out tonight. Tonight it's done.
Hey, don't
drop
listen.
Out.
Don't listen to him.
No, what did you use from high school?
I didn't use none of it.
Okay,
but I learned a lot about myself in high school. In high school, I tried to please everybody, and the second I got over that, I was a lot happier.
Yeah, but when did you stop pleasing everyone?
When I was in university.
Okay, so then you learned in university.
But okay.
You learned way more about yourself in college than in high school.
Oh, for sure, because in college you can make mistakes and then it's also your fault.
Exactly.
In high school, like they call your parents and there's no parents when you go to, like, you miss class, it's like, all right, you just failed.
Facts.
And wasted money.
Facts.
But when I went from grade 10 to grade 11, I had no choice but to like get my shit together. I was very average on like literally everything.
I was below average.
But I wanted to get into, there was a few programs I really wanted to get into, and I knew I had to get really good grades. So I just went from like average as shit in everything to the top of my class in most of my classes.
Mm.
In grade 11 and grade 12, I got into the program I wanted. And that's how I even went to university, and I had all those
experiences. How's that working for you now?
I don't use none of it.
Oh, okay. So like
In fact,
I said,
I'll be going to class And I'd be like, professor, that's incorrect. I do this shit. Hey, let me teach the class. I'm in a marketing class where I have more experience than the professor.
So like I said, drop out tonight.
Don't do that though.
Do it.
No, don't do that.
Because I didn't even graduate on time. I had to graduate in summer school.
You talking about high school?
Yeah, high school, yeah. I didn't graduate college at all.
And that's what I'm asking.
We both dropouts. Come on. Facts.
I joke about it, but don't take them seriously. Because there is.
We are. We
okay, so, but there has been. Now, I am an avid believer that if you don't know what you want to do, but honestly.
That's most people, though.
I get that. So a lot of people think, like, if they go to university, they'll figure it out. No. And you might, but it's also going to cost you a lot of money while exactly. you do it. So why don't you just figure it out while you work? Or do something else in between.
Or just go part-time. Because that's what I did. I just went part-time in college. Because,
you know, oh, you did?
Out, yeah, I was trying to figure out what I was trying to do while working as well.
Technically, I was too. I didn't do a full workload. I always did half the workload in each semester, and then I caught up in the summer. So I had like a full year.
I wish
year.
I would
have
done that, yeah.
I was surprised more people didn't do that. Because first of all, summer classes are way easier.
Yep.
I stayed at campus in the summer anyway because I couldn't go home because I wanted to record my videos, mm-hmm. and my parents wouldn't let me do that. So I didn't have no choice but to stay where I was living anyway on campus, which is like a couple hours away from my house in Toronto. And so it was like, I wouldn't say it's useless. I'd say though that.
Yeah, but that's college. Let me tell you why high school is useless.
High school. I'm not yet. Okay. I just don't want people to leave this podcast thinking like, oh yeah, Lo told me to just completely drop out.
You don't even know my real name yet. Jesus.
I was going to say it.
Yeah, what's up with you trying to get on my government? People just searching me up on Google now. Look, here's why high school is pointless. At least I feel like part of academically, it's behind several years. I don't understand like why, especially in America.
Maybe yours. I don't know what your experience was like. Maybe it's different than mine.
But academically, I believe high school is just far behind. Like people should not be graduating high school and don't understand savings. They don't know how to write a check. They don't know how taxes work. And those are things that everyone has to deal with on a year-to-year basis. The fact that people graduate high school and they learn American history three different times while you're in high school is ridiculous. And it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Just put it closer to you. I'm looking at the levels, and I think it's a little lower.
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over again. And so you're just learning American history over and over and over again.
And you guys still don't know American history.
Yeah, and what's crazy is you're not even getting the real American history. You're getting like whitewashed American history. So it's not even a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, all right, I'm going to learn that, but not understand finances. And that's something that you have to deal with every single day of your life. So I think academically it's behind in various ways. And also, I don't know how it is now. But like technology, the way it is advanced, that should be something that definitely is mandatory, like typing classes.
Word.
That should be mandatory. But the second thing is, like you said, finding yourself, you end up pleasing people that you'll never see again for the rest of your life.
I don't talk. When I tell you, bro, I talked to like five people from high school, barely.
Barely.
Like and the rest of them, I don't even acknowledge them anymore. But it's not that I think I'm better than them or above them. They just have no interest in going backwards.
But it's not even going backwards because I used to be like that when I was younger, when I first graduated high school. I used to like try to hold on to the past. And the only way that I got successful or even got to where I'm at right now is where it took me like 2 years where I just stopped caring about what everybody else is doing and stopped caring about whatever they were trying to do to keep up with them. And then once I did that, it was like, oh, here I am now. So then that's part of the reason why I'm not going to do half of the shit I said I was going to do at my high school reunion.
Right.
But then it's like those people, while you're only with them for like 4 years of your life. So then you're just sitting there trying to please people. And the only reason why you even know them is because you all just so happen to grow up in the same neighborhood. And
see, that's it. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing. Now that I don't need to talk to anybody because I work at home and I live by myself, you realize, like, you wouldn't really talk to most of the people you're in class with
Facts.
If you weren't in class with them.
Facts.
Like, have you ever, you've been in class with somebody, like, in grade 10, and you became really good friends, and then the next year you guys just didn't speak because you didn't have a class together.
Exactly.
So it's just like that.
And there's a lot of people I went to high school with like that, and we had our relationships evolved like that while we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because we didn't have any classes anymore, we didn't talk like that anymore. Right. However, it was funny now because it's more and more people who start to, like,
they hit you
me.
Up?
Yeah, they hit me up. Mm. Like, there's a couple people follow me on Snapchat now. And it's weird because I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Then I went back to, during the break, I went back to Fayetteville and I visited an old like friend and stuff like that, friend of the family. And she's real close to the family. So then her daughters and her niece took a picture of me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody hasn't known anything about us in a while. So he just took a picture of us.
Word.
And then people started hitting me up more. And I was like, like, y'all just went out of y'all way to start looking me up. So now this shit is coming out. And then I'm going to start showing my face on YouTube. So it's only a matter of time before people connect the dots and they'll figure out what the hell's going on. And I say all that to say, that's the reason why I don't give a fuck about people. Because even they never were like really looking out for nobody.
So all of a sudden, it was high school though. Were you really looking out for people in high school? In high school, you were really just trying to, first of all, you was trying to.
You're right. No, I wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anybody that I went out of my way to like help that didn't also help me. Like, you know what I mean?
True, but you still believe when you're in high school, that's not what you're thinking. In high school, you're thinking that this is life. And so you're thinking like, oh, this is just how it is going to be for the rest of your life. And the reality is, it's not. Like, as soon as you graduate high school, you go into the real life. All that shit literally does not matter anymore.
Yeah, and you'll never talk to most of them. You'll never. Like, I went back to my high school a couple times to see what's good. And I almost felt like out of place. Like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? Yeah, and I just went back to like speak to some teachers and shit, but I don't know. I hated high school though. First of all, I mainly didn't like that most of the classes I just wasn't interested in. And the few electives I did have, I generally took courses that I liked instead of classes that I thought were really easy. So I took like exercise science. And when I tell you, like, we went into class and in 1 month he's like, oh yeah, you're gonna have to memorize hundreds of bones and hundreds of muscles. And that's what we had to do. Mm. And you already know, my memorization is horrible. So I was there just racking my fucking brain trying to figure out how to pack all this. Like, and you'd be so surprised how many muscles go is from here to here. And they all look like they're the fucking same muscle. And then in the test, so it's like, it was good, but university was so much more
so
fun.
So much better. not even close. It's not even close.
Not even remotely close.
Not even close.
Like day one, I was like, I'm gonna like this.
Two things. A, what's even crazy is that like all the cool kids in high school.
The fact that you said that is mad corny, by the way.
No, but I said it because like niggas don't know what I'm talking about.
Is there a sound effect for this?
Oh, stop. I don't need you to ruin this. Is a good moment.
All the
like niggas who were cool in high school and stuff like that. That whole like 50 Cent quote, like, damn, homie.
In high school,
you was the man. Was that a 50 homie? Cent quote? What the fuck happened to you? Yeah, that's a 50 Cent quote.
Word.
Facts.
I thought it was a.
Tekashi?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, like that, but that's dead ass facts. Because when I go back to my hometown, like, them niggas is working at McDonald's. Them niggas is working at Dairy Queen.
You went to a very different high school than me.
I went to
just in terms of like the vibe of your high school, I feel like.
Anyway, yeah, them like they're not really doing much. And even when I see some of the other people like on IG and on Facebook, like they're not really doing much in their life. A lot of them females got pregnant mad early, got like kids. I'm like, oh man, that's tough.
Word?
That's tough. Then they single moms. I'm like, man, that's really tough. So then the part of me is like, fuck them. I'm about to go crazy at a high school reunion. Cause your kids probably watch me. Facts. But then
there's a sound effect for that. has to be a sound effect.
But then on the other side, it's like also like, I don't want to stunt on a single mom because I know that like that life is tough. Like that life is hard. So why would I want to stunt on you?
Uh-huh.
But like if you had a kid, they're probably like 7, 8 years old now.
Word.
At a point of time, they probably gonna start watching my content on YouTube.
They definitely watch Davis's content at that age.
Oh, yeah, let me cut that out because I don't get hit with copper. Cut that out. Hey, YouTube me, cut it out. I don't want to get hit with the copper. But it's just like yeah, like I could easily stunt, but I don't want to. But also, that's the reason why
you want to stunt on them though.
Because they were fucking assholes in high school.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Did you get bullied?
Of course.
I know you was pissed. You're like, again with the locker stuff?
Man, I pulled a J. Fox.
Man. Alright, so now I get it. But ours is a little different. Everybody got bullied. Like you could make fun of me and you was gonna catch it literally the next moment.
Oh yeah, everybody got bullied.
But then if everybody caught it, then it's fair.
But no, but some people caught it more than others. But then it's like, no, I went through a lot in high school. I got bullied. My house, we got robbed when I was in high school. Yeah, my whole house got robbed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I gotta
from who? I gotta, you know who did it?
I'm pretty sure I know who did it. Jeez. I just didn't snitch on the police because they're going to get the... Oh, that shit. Yeah, man, we can cut that out. But yeah. Yo! I didn't snitch on who did it because I wasn't even 100% sure either. But I'm almost 100% sure who did it. Also, like as soon as I got out of high school, some people... I don't want to say this either. I fronted some people some money and they were supposed to pay me back. Never happened either.
You're in dangerous territory right now.
So then it's like all of this stuff culminating, piling up. And then like where I'm at now and where I know they're at right now. But I could go right now and go to a place to get some food and have one of them be my waiters.
Word.
And I've done that before.
Have you? Oh, do you see? Like, oh, because you live in the same city as them. Yeah. So I never returned to like, so I moved out of the area. I moved out of the area I went to high school in. So I never really ever see people that I went to high school with ever.
Oh, yeah. It's different
for me. Yeah. So you probably bump into them.
Yeah. I bump into them. I literally had a day where I was like, I went into a restaurant knowing that one of the waiters I went to school with,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, bet. So then I left, came back another day.
Did you give him a nice tip?
No. Fuck no, what?
I mean, just to like, you're stunting on everybody, you might as well.
No. So I left that day, came back, and was like, when I come back, it's going to be on par. It's going to be on site.
Mm-hmm.
Came back like maybe 2 or 3 months later, and it was me and a chick. And we were just ordering crazy shit. And we was getting on his nerve.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I wouldn't do that to a waiter, though. You're going to spit in your food. I never disrespect a waiter. Not even because
I'm like
a courteous guy.
We were annoying him after he gave us the food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He could have spit in our drinks, though, as I say that. So you're probably right about that.
I wouldn't drink that drink.
But yeah, anyway, I've done it before. But that was like back then. Imagine me doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also part of the reason why.
You got that hate in your heart, man?
Oh, it's there. But you're right. I'm petty.
You gotta get that hate out of your heart.
I'm Petty McGee.
I know you are.
It's a whole nother level.
But
that's the reason why I don't show this house, because I don't want people to come in here and rob us.
Even if they do rob us, renter's insurance, I get it right back.
I thought you were gonna
are we allowed to say that?
Talking about that 40 on you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, first of all, they're not. I'm not going to say all that.
You ain't going to talk about that 40 you got in the tub?
Don't do that, bro.
That Glock 40, I ain't bad.
Shut the fuck up.
That's not your image on YouTube, right?
It's not about my image.
You're not the one with the tote and the Glock. All right, my bad. Hey, yo, cut that out.
My relationship with people I went to high school with was not like that, though. I didn't hate none of them. I don't speak to none of them to hate none of them. I don't even think I have a single... Actually, the one person that I didn't like in high school is probably the person I talk to the most right now of everybody else.
Really?
You saw him. It was Sujay.
Oh, okay.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, I don't even do a good job of keeping up with people, but I keep up with Sujay. And I didn't like him at all in high school. We used to fight. Actually, one of my two fights in my whole life was with him.
I got in a fight in high school too, yeah.
Yeah.
I lost too. I got my ass beat. Facts.
You just admitted that?
That's a fact.
You should have just at least like...
No. I got my ass beat.
Nah, but I don't know. High school was very different for me. Like once I went real hard just trying to like prove that I wasn't average, I proved to myself I wasn't. And like I don't think I was close to getting valedictorian, but I know a lot of people wanted me to get it just because like there was a class where I got 100%. And I didn't even think anyone ever did that before. And it was an international business class. I would kill it in presentations because I did this YouTube shit. So that was already something I was good at. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of took my strengths and like double, quadruple down on them. And then I killed it. So I made like a lot of, it wasn't, you know what? High school wasn't bad, bro. It was just university was so much better. It's like, I don't even want to talk about this moment because the next 3 years I spent were infinitely fucking better.
And on top of when you go to high school, you be thinking like all the chicks you go to high school look good. Mm-hmm. And then you go to university and college. This is on a whole nother level.
A whole entire nother level.
Yo, man. Shout out to all my community college baby mamas out there. You know what I'm saying? Hone it down. That's a fact.
Yo, you're out of pocket today, love.
Yo, I'm just saying. Yo, y'all hone it down in class. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all poking it out. You know what I'm saying? That's facts.
Word.
That's facts. That's easy.
But don't drop out. Don't listen to this guy. You at least need to. I would never, ever recommend dropping out unless.
What do you think you need?
Okay. GPA? Pause. In high school, you shouldn't drop out, period.
Oh, well, no.
Do the thing you like on the side. That's what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then build it up. And it's going to take a long ass time.
But what GPA did you graduate with? Because, like, the thing that's crazy about high school is I didn't have a
GPA. Had to have been, like, 3.5 or 3.6, though.
Oh, mine wasn't even... It might have been 2.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Like
a C.
We use different scales.
Okay, well, never mind.
So yeah. I literally had to convert it just to get a GPA because we don't even use that.
Oh, okay, but
yeah.
But yeah, I had a terrible GPA too, and still, you know what I'm saying? So just hustle. That's it. That's life.
Now, I'd say in university and college, I wouldn't go there before I know what I want to do. For me, I wanted to be the general manager of the Toronto Raptors for obvious reasons. Brian Colangelo was fucking horrible at his job. So I wanted to do better. Mm-hmm. It turns out Masai was the greatest general manager in the history of the NBA. And don't debate me. Don't debate me on that. And so he did better than anybody I think ever could have. And Jerry so West? Better.
No, okay.
Go okay.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Oh, yeah,
keep
we can talk about that later. Anyway, so I knew what I wanted to do. And so first of all, I did YouTube. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, I joined intramurals. Like, I was going to the gym every day. I played basketball for a couple hours every day. I lifted. I was in shape. But I also volunteered on the weekends. Any campus event I could go to volunteer, I did it. And in the summers, I worked part-time or full-time on top of YouTube, on top of summer classes. So I just did the things that I wanted on the side because I knew the main thing I wanted to do was to graduate and to get into sport management. Mm. So if you know what you want to do, then you can spend that money to get there. But the reason I detest university is parents will force their kids to get into like $50,000 worth of debt. Oh, and they're in general business courses. Why are you in that class? You do not ever need to be in a business program, bro. I swear to God. Because all that shit they teach you in class, you're going to leave and then you're not going to know anything because anything you need to know in business, you learn by doing it. Like, you can try and teach me how to negotiate sponsors and get deals, but then you're not, once you actually get into somebody emails you and you have to respond and there's a counter and then you agree on something and then you commit to the terms and then there's talking points. Like, all of that stuff is just stuff you have to do by experience. So there's plenty of things where I feel like if you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, whatever the fuck, you need to do that. But it's like, yo, you're in an entrepreneurship program. What are you doing right now?
But the crazy part about it is that even I did that. I didn't do that because I went for a minor in business, but major in accounting. And I took a marketing class. Mm-hmm. Literally everything I learned in a marketing class was out of date within like two or three
years. Did they tell you some bullshit like, what are the four P's of marketing?
Yeah.
I'm never going to use the four P's.
P's. A lot of the things that they were teaching us were like rules and laws and marketing skills that applied to the economic system of yesteryear.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with it.
That's because the books are old.
But that's the reason why it's point. That's what I say.
And it'd be the professor selling you their book. I'm like, prof, yeah, I'm not trying to buy your book, man.
Or it just be like a very specific book. I'm like, no, bro. Like, what are you? I don't need this. Like, not a very, very specific book. So that's the reason why what I'm saying is pointless. A lot of the shit that they teach in school, both high school and college, but more specifically high school, in my opinion, is just out of date. But I'm not even talking about what they teach you. I'm talking about what, you know, the extracurriculum I'm getting into after classes.
I feel you. I would say the best part of uni is just meeting people. And then there's going to be plenty of people you meet. I did a horrible job of this.
Yeah, that is true.
But there's like, I think if more people got to know me, that'd have been like a very dope contact. I only keep in touch with a few people I went to university with. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you're going to need those people because that's how you get your foot in the door.
Yep.
How else you can do it?
Because networking is definitely the key to college.
I swear, that's like the most valuable thing. And I'm horrible at it because I'd be going to events. I'd be like, man, awkward. But like in the last like 2 years, I've been like forcing myself to just talk to people. And it's amazing how many like interesting people you'll meet. Mm-hmm. So when I went to Vid Summit in LA like a couple months ago, a whole bunch of content creators there. Like I ran into a guy who live streamed his goats on YouTube. That's just what he did. I ran into a guy who was like, he did like hypno magic or some shit like that on the street. And he just posted to TikTok and it blow up. He posted to YouTube. And so like, you just meet people that do things that you didn't even know exist and you'll learn a lot. But that's what you need. I think the best thing you could use it for. But it's still not worth $40,000 or $100,000. Like if you're $100,000 in debt.
And there's plenty of people
who are like, how did you do that? Like, how did you think you're going to pay that off? $100,000. What the fuck?
And they literally have an 18-year-old signing that off.
And
that's the crazy part.
The most malicious part is in any, I get a $100,000 business loan. I can default on it. And in 7 years, it's going to be off my credit. So my credit's going to be good again.
Yeah.
You can't default on a loan that you agreed to when you're 18. That's lunacy.
18.
That's the part that I don't like at all.
But that's why you got to go to community college.
Or if you have a scholarship. If you have a scholarship, you have no reason not to go.
But go to community college.
Or that too, yeah.
Yeah, at least for the first two. Yeah, go to community college for the first 2 years. Right. Because it's all the same thing anyway. And the credits are going to be transferable.
So
yeah,
you want them to drop out of college? I mean, drop out of high school and then go to community college?
Drop out of high school, get your GED, and then go to community college. Because after 2 years of community college, you'll be right where everybody else is where you graduated high school with. Mm-hmm. Or theoretically speaking, you are. But most people who I graduated high school with didn't graduate college until like 5 or 6 years after they...
See, that's not how it was for me. Most of my friends graduated in 3 or 4 years.
No. Well, you were with the nerds. I mean, yeah. I was with the dope boys, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I was out there on the corner, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt,
I was with the underachievers, all right?
Mm.
So facts.
Nah, I was very specific. It was crazy. Now that I'm looking back at my time in uni, there was a lot of times where I was willing to associate with people that I know weren't good for me. And then things just worked out where, like, we didn't get the chance to do the shit. Like, in my first week, I met a group of people, and I already knew they was up to no fucking good. And we were gonna go to like parties that night. And then it just so turned out the two places we were gonna go to, the cops already ended it. Cause it was like midnight. So that's kind of early to be ended. But I guess like, I mean, it's your first year of uni. You don't know how to, people just talk. So I just never talked to that guy again. But that same guy built a relationship with another friend I had. And then I saw him just kind of spiral out of control. And I was like, yo, that could have been me. So my first, second, third year, I really just hang with like 5 or 6 people. And they were all people who were either trying as hard as me or is trying harder than me. So we would all be like, hey, what grade you get? Oh, you got a 94? Well, I got an 88. How'd you beat me? I study harder than you. We just outcompete each other like that. But that was my group. But yeah, I don't hang out with people I don't think is a good influence. And I still do that now.
You know what's so crazy? In high school and even middle school, I was around some people like that as well, which those are easily the greatest people to be around with in your life. Like if you just start like having arguments about what grade you got, those are by far.
And they were arguments. Greatest. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, straight up. Mm. I remember when I used to be in especially in math class, I was usually really good at math. Yeah. I used to just be bragging about the fucking score, and it would be me and a few other people just bragging about our score and competing.
Uh-huh.
Those people are always great. And even beyond what you call it. Because even though I tell you this, like, you gotta be careful about like who you talk to about that shit. Everybody like me and even like Davis as well, like, don't get inspired by like the shit you be saying. Some people just get jealous of it.
Word.
But like to me, yeah, when you say this shit, I be like, man.
I could tell the difference. Oh, well, yeah, from when I say something and then in their mind they're like thinking about how they fit into what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if I tell somebody about an experience I had courtside, I know the difference between like when they're like, oh, that's so dope, you had a chance to experience that. Like when Cody Zeller fucking tackled me on the Hornets versus Raptors game. That was amazing. And the commentator was like, oh, he has a sweater, he's going to be all right. In my mind, I was like, think about that. My first time sitting courtside, I'm sitting beside literal billionaires, by the way, beside me and Waleed, who's not a billionaire. Not yet, at least.
And to clarify, and Waleed.
And so that's such a fantastic. So I love telling that story. And I could tell when people like are happy for me, like, yo, that's dope. And I could tell when people are like, oh, but I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to experience that. So I'm just going to put on this smile so that you think I'm cool with you. But really, I prefer if you just didn't tell me things that were going well for you.
But those people are fucking so toxic. Like, you just got to be, you got to be around people who just like, even if like they not experiencing it, just always like positive with yourself like that. But like to be around people who are like aggressively trying to like compete with you and like in a friendly way.
Yeah.
Oh, those people, like, those are easily the greatest people to be around. Mm-hmm. Because even the shit you be saying and the shit Davis be saying and doing, I just be, my mind be like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then like in my mind, like as soon as that happens, I think like that would just make not only my situation better, but everybody's situation better. Cause then we all be like friendly competing with one another. But yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Those are like easily the greatest people to be around. Unfortunately though,
way hard to find.
They're hard to find. But even when I had those type of people in middle school and high school, I didn't keep up with them. And I wasn't like going out of my way to find more people like that when I was in college as well. So that's definitely something that you should always, those type of relationships you should always try to build and grow and keep with yourself.
Yeah, that's probably the thing I'm most particular about, because yeah, from a very young age, I already knew like one bad friend is all it took to convince me to do some shit that I know I wouldn't have done years ago. You know what I mean? Even coming to Atlanta, there's plenty of people I talked to that I know I wouldn't have talked to a year ago. And so I'm like, yeah, I got to.
What?
Like, even since I came here, because I've been just trying to meet people because I don't really know people in the city.
Though. I'm not going
to
say why it's a lot, but me and you both.
No, I'm saying that there's people I talked to since I came to Atlanta that I generally wouldn't even. Wouldn't even cross my mind to add them to my circle.
You're absolutely right,
And.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
But it's like, I need to do better than that because I already got to this point and I'm not going to let nobody fuck that up for me. And it's easy to get it. I swear you could have the most resolve of all time. Yeah. But if the people around you don't have that, you're going to lose it. So like when Phantom came over last time, and this
shout out to Phantom too. That channel,
he's amazing.
Yeah. That channel's booming. Yeah.
When Phantom came over last time, we went to the gym. I was like, I wasn't feeling it. I was sliding back then. I still kind of eat bad, but back then I was like, it was fast food every day and I wasn't really losing weight. It was mad stagnant. We went to the gym together and he was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And he didn't wait up for nobody. He didn't try and like, he was boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, here he is, not even in New York. He's in Atlanta and he's outworking the fuck out of me right now. And so I was like, man, I got to get my shit together.
Facts.
Because he's doing that. And we're all like trying to lose weight and we have like group. I got to add you to the group chat. Yeah, we have like WhatsApp chats, Twitter group chats, and
see,
all
this
that.
This guy, he's trying to keep me out the loop. And he does not want to see me succeed at all. He just wants me to fail.
But it's like that inspired me. So I was like, man, if like everybody needs that kind of person in their life, and not just one, like the whole circle you have has to be that kind of people. But it's like a lot of the time, I don't know how to put it, man, but it's like it made me so happy that he was making progress. That I was like, I want that for me. And so I'm getting my shit together. Because I know the first time I lost weight when I was in my first year of uni, I dropped 60 pounds really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
My friends that I went to high school with, we still talk now. A few of them also lost weight. And they were like, yo, we saw you do it. So it was like, yo, we could do it too. But then I gained weight. But then I saw them lose weight. And I was like, nah, I got to get my shit together because they did it. So it's like you guys just kind of, but it works the other way too. When somebody's lazy and they're not really doing shit, it's, you're like, I don't really want to do shit neither.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
But it's like, but that's part of the reason why I like Atlanta is there's more people like that are just hustling. There's not that many people in the suburbs of Toronto that do that shit.
Oh, well, you was out in the suburbs.
In the suburbs.
See, I took you to the block a couple times. You saw, you saw people out there hustling, you know, getting that in, working from sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
But that is a fact, though. That's a fact. And to me, that's why you got to drop out of high school, yo. Because that's the key to life, hustling.
Mm.
It's hustling. It's not what you know. It's how hard you're working.
No, it's not. You give him a lot of bad advice today.
That's how it go,
bro. I'm going to need you guys to not listen to anything he said so far.
There's plenty of people I know who have, like, degrees working at Mickey D's.
Play the intro music.
Mission failed. We'll go next time. Mission failed. We'll go next time.
Oh, no, it's done now.
No, okay.
I accidentally played the mission failed. We got a whole bunch of sound effects that we're just going to surprise you with. That kind of fucked that up.
Yeah,
I really
you did.
Wanted to. Yeah, my bad.
Jesus Christ. anyway, but yeah. Yo, New Year's resolution, people. Yo, keep up with it. In my opinion, I think it's a good thing, bro. I think it's a good thing to keep up with. I think maybe, you know, in his situation, everybody has like month-to-month plans, which also work as well too. That keeps you on track. You know, you sitting there, I'm sitting there telling myself 100 pounds. But in my mind, I'm like, if I lose 10 pounds each month,
word,
that gives me some wiggle room. So that actually makes sense.
I was, there was this quote from this marathon runner and everyone was like baffled by how he could run so consistently fast over insane durations of time. And I don't know what the exact quote was, but he was like, he didn't know whether or not he can run as fast over the course of like 40 kilometers or whatever the fucking marathon is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he knew he could do another step. So like his mindset was step, 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 step. And if you could, another step, of course I could do that. Boom, boom. So that's what I do day by day. But that's just me. Some people prefer the year long shit. I can't do that.
No, but that's also a really great way to look at it. Cause everybody can't digest the whole thing, the whole load.
Cause then it's overwhelming. It's like, it seems like a permanent decision.
And
I don't know if I'm ready. Not that I'm not ready to make it, but food is so delicious. I kind of, Like, I just had some Chick-fil-A mac and cheese today.
Which is disgusting.
I don't think it's disgusting, but I just had it like is. On the side because I've been doing really good.
Anything. You won't believe eat anything.
Probably. Yeah, but that's because food is delicious, bro. Just period. You know what I mean?
No. Food is very delicious. Mac and cheese. That, no.
My palate is very, very open. Yeah, I'm open-minded
your
when it comes to
your palate is like a garbage truck, bro. You just eat anything, bro. No, it's not good.
All right, to you, though. It's not, it's not, it's not great, but it's good. So and it's very convenient.
It's convenient. No, but you can go to like a soul food place and get better.
Like I know, cheese. But is there any good ones nearby, buddy?
I don't know. Probably the This Is It down the street, maybe.
Oh, whatever. Did you just dox us?
There's a This Is It.
Okay, I don't know what I don't know what that is. The hell? Yeah. I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
I don't know. Look, so yeah, I guess that was like the New Year's resolution pod.
Yeah, yeah, except that was, I mean, you didn't really get into your yoga. I feel like
I'm being serious when I say yoga.
Are you gonna record some of this?
Why would I record yoga?
Because I feel like it's great content. We just play like a video on the pod.
No. Should I get an Instagram? Should I get a TikTok?
You don't have an Instagram?
I have an IG, but not like a you know. Not like a Legend of Winning IG. I have a Marcel IG. I just told my name. Yo!
Hey, what up? Now you're
what type of content can y'all get like this, bro?
Why are you doing? Did you do it on purpose?
No, I didn't. But
okay. Well, I guess I'm calling you that from now on because you already doxed yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, like I have a personal one. I should have just said I have a personal IG.
Yeah, you should definitely get TikTok. Instagram is like leveled out. The only growth you get on Instagram is the growth you give yourself from other platforms. But on TikTok, you'll grow organically from random people.
When you say random people, you mean like random?
Like the algorithm's gonna push you to people that don't know you.
12-year-olds.
It's TikTok, so absolutely.
No, I don't think I want to make
giving that content that's 12. Tailored. You know what I mean?
Nah, because if YouTube start realizing I'm making 12-year-old content,
but that's on TikTok.
They might be able to cross platform.
They're not gonna do that.
You link your TikTok for your YouTube.
Just use a couple of expletives at the beginning of your video. You'll be all right.
Yo, bro, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anything else, bro? Because we almost had that.
Yeah, let's end the pod. Hey, we're gonna do this like one or two times a week. And we're gonna, well, you guys, if you've been with us in the previous podcast, you already know how consistent when we start a pod, we're mad consistent with it. We don't miss like days or weeks.
No.
Yeah, because that's the best way to do it. Because once you start missing, then yeah, I mean, it spirals out of control and you don't even do the thing
right
anymore.
Like when you start missing
but
it.
But that's like, I just lost
when,
interest in the pod.
When you were,
cut it out.
When you start missing it, right?
Jesus Christ. That's been episode one. Hey, if y'all listen, we should have started with this. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, follow, subscribe to the RSS feed. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. We're posting this on YouTube as well. If you guys want to see the video format, we definitely should have started with that.
Definitely should have.
So we should probably put something in the beginning or... I don't know.
We'll probably do it. Yes, but that is true. Yeah. So if people out there who listen to this on our podcast, Spotify, it's also going to be on YouTube. You know, if you follow us on Twitter, Legend of Winning, or at Legend of Winning, and what's yours?
I don't know mine, man.
Is it?
I know you're a huge fan. You got noties.
Is it on your Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I don't. What is your Twitter?
Call me Agent Zero.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter, Legend of Winning. Call me Agent Zero.
Facts.
We'll make sure we put it in the on our timeline, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I'm probably going to promote it on, I will promote it on my channel. You know, are you going to do that too?
Obviously.
Okay, bad.
Did you think I was not going to do that?
I mean, I don't know.
They'll find it, I think.
Yeah, they'll
they'll just be searching random.
What if your name holds weight in the algorithm?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
That's crazy. Okay. Be the next, I'm not gonna say it.
Like, hey, thanks for watching, y'all. We'll catch you guys on episode 2 of the Peer to Peer podcast. That's it, man. Get out of here, guys. Tired
that
of looking.
It's a terrible way.
No, just get out of here. Okay. They got shit to do. Do the things, I don't know, drop out of high school or whatever. That's the fuck you advise.
Drop out of high school, bro.
She's a horrible advice on episode 1.